a welcome win. It's been a long time coming, but it was a thoroughly deserved victory, I think.
Yeah, I thought, I was going to say over the 90 minutes, but over the 120 minutes, I thought we were the better side, we created the better chances. You know, I was just disappointed to lose that goal, you know, after us just scoring an absolute wonder strike. You know, but you've got to give them credit, like, and that has been through at those boys this season, and they just keep bouncing back, and they'll do so. You know, at the minute, Leakey would be worried if people's heads were down and they weren't driving and that. But those boys, you can see, you know, they're all driving forward in the one direction.
Yeah. Has that been a worry, Paul? Because six defeats on the bounce going into tonight's game, you know, you would expect morale to be low.
I wouldn't have thought so, even after Friday night's match. You know, I mean, for the first 27 minutes until Mark Coyle got sent off in that game, we were much the better side in that match, and people might not realise that. And even at 1-0 down, they get the second goal on 67 minutes. And up until that point, we had a couple of wee half chances to get back in the game with 10 men then. So I don't think there's any major problem there with morale or anything else. In fact, I wouldn't say there's any problem at all with morale. I think it's just, you can feel sorry for yourself a wee bit because you mightn't get a wee rub of the green, you know, in certain matches where you've done well. And that can be a wee bit negative on you, but I don't think it's crept into that season. I think everything's been really positive and they've kept pushing forward.
Well, you give an opportunity to a few players tonight who weren't really involved all that much with the first team this season, and they took that opportunity with both hands.
Well, all those boys that were involved tonight, they've been training with us probably since the latter part of last season, you know, with a mind, you know, of trying to get them up to speed. But yous are realistic enough to know that Premier Division, you know, it's a different level. Like, and I'll say it again, like, I mean, when we signed players at the end of last season, like, we couldn't afford to sign a Premier Division player, right? Mm. So we had to go and try and get players that we thought that might fit into what we were trying to do then. And to be fair, I don't think anybody has let us down to any degree at the minute.
Talk about the two guys that made their debuts tonight. Michael Gallagher, tidy performance at right back, and Stephen Doherty, very good centre midfield, and capped an impressive display with the winning goal.
Yeah, I thought Stephen was excellent, to be honest with you, and Michael kept driving forward and driving forward, you know, bundles of energy and that, you know, and those boys have a future in senior football. Now, how many games they're going to play this season, I don't know, but if they keep performing like that and they keep training the way they've been training, they'll get more opportunities.
Yeah, and a nice way to go into what's another big game on Friday night against Derry City.
Yeah, of course it is. Like, it's a massive game for probably both clubs, isn't it? You know, but it's no bigger than any the rest. I mean, the last match we had here at home against Shamrock Rovers, like, I felt we probably maybe deserve something out of that game. You know, it was a wee bit harsh on the boys because they put on such a shift, but we'll be ready for Friday night again.